AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The rain and the flooding have been so bad in Texas that Houston Rockets fans were warned not to immediately leave the Toyota Center after last night's playoff game. The Houston area got as much as 10 inches of rain last night. Rising water in Austin is threatening homes there, and residents are evacuating. Milam County Judge Dave Barkemeyer says the storm there blew one car off the road and pelted another with debris.
They had pulled over on the side of the highway, and the storm actually hurled rocks and debris into the and knocked the windows, all the windows out of the two young men's car.
Recovery teams will resume looking today for 12 members of two families who are missing after their vacation home was carried away. The Justice Department's been investigating police practices in Cleveland, and today we could hear that Cleveland has reached a settlement with the government over a pattern of violations. Our Martin DeCaro has more.
The Justice Department report cited examples of patrol officers who unnecessarily endangered lives by shooting at suspects and using stun guns on handcuffed suspects.
Meanwhile, church members will march through downtown Cleveland this morning to protest the acquittal of a white police officer charged in the deaths of two black motorists. Overseas now to Iraq, which is announcing that it plans to drive Islamic militants out of Anbar province and its capital, Ramadi. The fall of Ramadi led Defense Secretary Ash Carter to say Iraqi forces did not show a will to fight. Our Joseph Krause is overseas.
Shiite lawmaker Ahmed al-Assadi has told reporters that he thinks the operation will not take very long, and he said that Iraqi forces have surrounded the provincial capital, Ramadi, from three sides.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders jumpstarts his Democratic presidential campaign today in Burlington. This is AP Radio News. There have been threats against several passenger jets, but authorities say those threats have been deemed to be not credible. Here's our Julie Walker with what was going on yesterday.
In one instance, U.S. military jets escorted an Air France flight into JFK after someone claimed a chemical weapon was aboard. The FBI says they didn't find any hazardous materials aboard. Also at JFK, a Saudi Arabian Airlines flight and an American Airlines jet flying from England were checked out after threats were made. And at Newark, a United Airlines flight from Madrid had to be cleared. Authorities say all the telephone threats might have come from the same caller. Julie Walker, New York.
The Columbus, Ohio Police Department has produced an anti-burglary YouTube video with the help of three convicted burglars. Their advice includes the usual: lock your doors, don't store your valuables in your car. But here's another one. If you've got a home alarm system, set it off every once in a while so everyone can hear it. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.